Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
As many of you know, we have dipped into the first chapter of the book of Romans to take a look at a well-known gospel text before returning in a few days to our series in the book of 1 Corinthians. But I am thinking of that text in Romans 1:16, which says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek." And we begin, actually, by backing up to verse 14 so that we can work our way up to the well-known text in verse 16. And we have seen in verse 14 that the gospel produces concern, that is, concern for others. Because Paul says this in verse 14, "I am a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise." Paul felt a debt of gratitude to God that could be discharged, or at least could be addressed, might be a better way to put it, by showing his concern for other people and their need of the gospel. The gospel which had saved Paul now is his privilege and indebted responsibility to proclaim to others, so that they may have the same potential, the same privilege that he had, if of course they will believe the gospel. So Paul is demonstrating his concern for others, and he describes them here as Greeks and barbarians and wise and unwise, and we touched upon those categories yesterday, and I'll return to that briefly today, and then we'll move on. But I pause to welcome you to this Wednesday, December 29, edition of the Beacon Broadcast. And I say that with, oh, I don't know what, a little bit of unbelief that we have come all the way through 2021, almost to the end. We are now at December 29. Thank you for supporting us throughout this year. We couldn't continue teaching on this station without your help. And would you consider dropping a year-end gift to the Beacon Broadcast in the mail before the month of December is gone? It would be such a blessing and help to us. "I am a debtor, both to Greeks and to barbarians," as we saw in the broadcast yesterday. Greek-speaking people. And barbarians refer to those who do not speak Greek. To them, Greek was a foreign language. And to the Greeks, the barbarians spoke they spoke as foreign language, which sounded very strange. They characterized it as sounding something like bar, 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 and hence the word barbarian sprang into existence. And the Greeks divided the world into these two classes. In their world, everybody was either a Greek or a barbarian. And in that case, Greek did not refer to those who came from the peninsula of the country that we call Greece, did not come from the bloodline of of a heritage from the people that were can be traced back to the Greek peninsula, but rather the people all throughout the Roman Empire who spoke the Greek language, which was many. Think of the Jews who spoke Greek. After all, the entire New Testament was written in the Greek language, and all of the authors except for Luke were Jewish people. Matthew was a Jew. Greek was not his first language, but he knew it well. He writes it with great beauty. Mark, likewise. Luke, a Gentile, also very learned in the Greek language. John, the Apostle John. We think of John as being a rather, what should I say, a rather common person, a fairly uneducated person. After all, he was only a fisherman. But doesn't this tell us how much higher the education level was for common people in the Jewish society of the first century? Here in our day, we have people who, everybody goes to school. It's required. Education is universal. Public education is available to everyone, and yet we graduate people from high school after 12 years of publicly financed education at a cost of something like $12,000 or $14,000 per year per pupil, and graduate many people out of high school who still do not have a decent command of their own language, of the English language. They can't speak it correctly. They can't write it well. Unbelievable. But that's what we're told, so it must be the case. Whereas in the Jewish society, somebody like John, who was a fisherman, he didn't go to what we would call today college, they didn't call it that in that day, who just had a normal Jewish education, came out of that education reading and writing, which is more difficult than simply reading and writing in the Greek language fluently, even though that was not his native tongue. Think about that. Think about the comparison. But back to the point, the people in the Roman Empire, all across the Roman Empire, which covered many, 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 many countries around the Mediterranean Sea and far beyond, in that world, everybody could be divided into two categories, those who spoke Greek and those who didn't. Two classes. To the Gentiles of that day, there were two classes of people in their world. In biblical terms, two classes of people were generally thought of in terms of Jews and Gentiles, but to those who were not Jews, the world was divided into Greeks and barbarians. And then Paul mentions the term wise and unwise. And that speaks of those who were familiar with Greek culture and those who were not. Those who observed the customs and culture of the Greek Empire with its influence on into the Roman Empire, and those who did not. We would call that today probably educated people and uneducated people, or mannerly people and unmannerly people, people who have a certain amount of social skills and those who do not. And Paul said, I feel a debt to all of these. I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to wise and to unwise. In short, everyone and anyone. That's who Paul was indebted to because of the gospel that came to him. No distinction as to place. He was indebted to people everywhere. No distinction as to persons or to classes of people, whether educated or uneducated, whether cultured or uncultured, whether mannerly or uncouth. Paul was a debtor to all of these, and this reminds us that the gospel is the great leveler. Why? Because it reveals a universal need that applies to everyone. Greeks and barbarians, wise and unwise, and it also offers the remedy that is universal. Everybody, regardless of his class or station in life, is a sinner who needs to be born again. Everyone, without exception. The educated are not an exception, the uneducated are not either. Everyone is a sinner in need of a Savior, and everyone is a candidate for the Savior who came and died. The gospel is proclaimed to any and all without distinction. It is a wonderful gospel. It is the great leveler. It is the great revealer. It reveals the needs of every human heart without distinction. It reveals the Christian hang-ups and prejudices as we wrestle with the truth of the gospel without distinction. It is the great leveler when it comes to the issues of race. The solution to what is called systemic racism in America, that's a whole subject for another day, but the solution for that is not what is generally propounded. The solution is for the gospel, which is to every man, Greek and barbarian, wise and unwise, every race, every class, every person without distinction needs the gospel and will be saved by the gospel if they will receive it. I spent one summer during my training for ministry during my college years. I spent one summer in the city of Memphis, Tennessee. I made arrangements to go there to a church that wanted to engage an intern, a ministerial intern for the summer to help with their youth work and pulpit supply when the pastor was gone on vacation, and wanted me to do door-to-door evangelism throughout the community where they were located. And that's what I did every day from about 9 o'clock in the morning until 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I was out knocking on doors, and I knocked on doors in every kind of neighborhood. Now, I must confess that I felt more comfortable knocking on the doors of lower-class people than I did those huge mansions in some of the areas that I got into. I felt a little more intimidated there, but I learned over the course of the summer that in the most cases, people were no different. Some were very friendly and warm and welcoming and receptive in both types of neighborhoods and everything in between. There really is no difference in the basic nature of people. Money doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make some people better off. Doesn't make some people better, I should say. Not better off. It doesn't make them better. Everybody's the same at our basic nature, at our basic core. Everybody's a sinner who needs a Savior. Everybody has the same Savior offered to them in the gospel. And I learned that. And the gospel drove Paul to an overcoming concern for all men without distinction. The question is, has the gospel done that same work in your heart? Because it did for Paul. The gospel produces concern for everyone, everywhere, without class, without distinction, without prejudice. May God help us to be transformed by the gospel of Christ. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace. Amen.